This week in the Missouri Senate, we continue to review the 2023 regular legislative session.
Well, we made it.
It was tied to another bill.
The first regular session of the 102nd General Assembly started on January 4th and ended on May 12th. Altogether, there were 723 Senate bills, 19 Senate concurrent resolutions, and 47 Senate joint resolutions introduced. Of these, 32 Senate bills, one Senate joint resolution, and three Senate concurrent resolutions, along with 26 bills and two concurrent resolutions from the Missouri House of Representatives, were successful for the year. As this was the first regular session, there were not only some new faces in the upper chamber, but also new leadership for the Missouri Senate. Senator Cindy O'Loughlin of Shelbina started her second term as state senator in the role of majority floor leader.
This, of course, was my first year as the floor leader for the Senate. I think it went pretty well. I enjoyed getting to know everybody on a more personal level and understanding what it was they wanted to accomplish. Some of the things that we wanted to get done, we didn't get done, but that's kind of the way it goes in the Senate. I think we have a lot of incredibly talented people, and I'm just proud to have worked with them.
For all of the successes for Missouri senators this year, there were also some things that did not make it to the governor's desk. Senator Doug Beck of St. Louis says securing five-day weeks for every school district in Missouri did not become reality this year.
It was a homeschool bill, and it wasn't the best bill for it to be tied to. But I think the conversation has started, and unfortunately, we didn't get it done this year. I am determined to get it done next year. We have a path we have to go forward. It'll be my number one bill that I file.
Education is a perennial priority for Missouri senators. Senator O'Loughlin says she is keeping this in mind as she prepares for next year's regular legislative session.
Education reform being one of those. I like to have good, solid public schools, and I think there's a lot of ways we can go about getting that done, maybe helping them get better results.
At the same time, some Missouri senators made not only crime, but a change in the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office a top priority for this year. This is something Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis continues to watch.
Right now, it's honestly in the governor's hands to make an appointment for an ex-circuit attorney. I haven't had any conversations as far as merging both the city and the county. I think it's very important that the city has an elected prosecutor who's from the area and represents them.
These and other matters will likely be filed as new legislation for next year's regular legislative session. Missouri senators can begin pre-filing legislation on July 1st. This legislation will be the first to receive bill numbers starting on December 1st.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will stand adjourned.
Next up for lawmakers will be the official signee die, or with no appointed date for resumption adjournment, on May 30th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.